Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women on this lovely Friday of our summertime in August. It's, I know in some parts of the country, they're having a lot of heat or they're having a lot of rain, and, you know, the weather really impacts us. But today, we're going to talk about energy and how to have it instantly. I know many of us wish we had more energy. We're tired, didn't get enough sleep, working too hard, not taking the right care to eat the right foods, or just too busy to. So we reach for the simple solutions, fast food or something quick out of the fridge, probably something that we shouldn't have in the fridge even, maybe according to our guest, Dr. Marilyn Joyce. She's a registered dietitian with a doctorate in psychology and biochemistry and human nutrition. She's been inspiring people to take care of their physicality for more than 40 years. She's been a featured guest on Doctor to Doctor, Lisa, Montel Williams, Maury Povich, PBS, and Jenny Jones. So Dr. Joyce is the author of the best-selling books, 5 Minutes to Health, I Can't Believe It's Tofu, and her much sought-after book, Instant Energy, The 5 Keys to Unlimited Energy and Vitality. And she's a former director of nutrition for the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. And she is a 5-time cancer survivor, now a 27-year-plus thriver. And I like to read something from her book that she wrote. The comment I hear from my clients and people in general is that it takes too much time and effort to prepare healthy food and to practice consistent healthy lifestyle strategies. This thought alone stops the process of doing what we know we need to do to get and stay healthy. So we have all this equipment just in case we might use it, and the attitude of why bother? Because it will take too much time and effort anyway. It became clear to me that most people do not have a clue as to how simple it can be to create overall health in their lives on a consistent basis. Their excuse, it is just too complicated to figure out what to do to be healthy. And Dr. Joyce's book on instant energy gives you the how to do this, including recipes and menus. Her slogan is 5 minutes, 5 times a day, instant energy guaranteed. You can check her out on her website, is drmarilynjoyce.com. So welcome, Marilyn.
Hello, Chris. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Yes. Well, first, let's talk about you. What inspired you to be to go into nutrition and health?
You know, that's a loaded question, really, because I think what really inspired me back in the day when I did go into that field would not be the same today. But what happened was I had traveled around the world, basically hitchhiking around the world in an era when it was safer to do so, you know, the quote unquote hippie era. And during that time, I actually had stayed in places, or lived in places with cultures where the people lived over 100 years of age and they were healthy. They didn't have other pieces or apparatus put into their bodies to stay healthy or to stay in operation. They were just generally healthy and they were practicing healthy strategies without really being aware that they were doing it. And so that was my really my first initiation into nutrition and health as a whole. And from there, you know, I went on and studied it in university. But basically, that was it. You know, it was really seeing that firsthand. Of course, you know, things changed over the years that ensued, but that was the beginning.
Yes, yes. Well, so I stated in the beginning of the show that you have survived cancer 5 times. So how did that happen for you, and what finally worked for you? Obviously, it took 5 times.
Yeah. But. That was a real journey, Chris. I mean, you could have knocked me over with a feather when I was diagnosed with cancer, because I was doing what I thought were all the right things. I was in the health field. I was, you know, I practiced yoga. That was what I learned when I was doing my traversing around the world back in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s. But basically, in 1985, I was diagnosed with melanoma, which fortunately we got in the early stages. And so, you know, that because melanoma goes deep fast and it can take you out. But not long after that, about less than 2 weeks later, I was diagnosed with uterine cancer stage 4, which had gone misdiagnosed and undiagnosed for at least 2 years because I was so young. And, you know, it wasn't until I was diagnosed, I guess, with one form of cancer that they then looked to see what else might be going on. It had been diagnosed as PMS for the longest time. And in my family, it does, you know, it was hereditary. 2 of my great aunts died from uterine cancer, stage 4, but they were much older than me. And so, you know, when the doctors told me there was no cure for this, but, you know, we could do the chemotherapy and try that, which we did. But after 3 rounds of chemotherapy, quite frankly, Chris, I knew I was not going to make it. If I continued that route, I wouldn't be here. And the chances that I would be here were next to none, according to every doctor anyway. So I figured I might as well live the life that I can live with as much quality of life as possible if I've got no other hope. And that was the turning point. That was when I started looking for every miracle cure and magic bullet that existed out there, and left no stone unturned, that's for sure, as I traveled around the world looking for that cure. And, you know, I went in and out of remission 5 times. So things worked, but it wasn't until 1989 when I reached the bottom of the barrel. I literally was 88 pounds in a wheelchair with no ability to eat or drink anything. All I could do was suck on ice chips. It was a really devastating time. And I, you know, at that point, I was pretty much on the verge, I would say, of giving up. But the people in my life weren't giving up so quickly or so easily. And then I experienced the miracle week, what I call now the miracle weekend, where I was in that wheelchair, you know, unable to do anything. And I was wheeled into a home show. You know, a home show is where you go and look at things for your future home. And I wasn't really looking at a future home at that point. But I met Jim the Vitamix Man. And he basically made a concoction with ice, because I could suck on ice chips. He made a concoction with ice that had nutrition in it in the form of cantaloupe, fruit, and seeds. And that was the first sustenance I'd gotten for months. And then from there, the next day, I was introduced to Dr. Bernie Siegel. And that was a huge epiphany, because that's where I learned about the cancer being the manifestation, the physical manifestation of unresolved emotional issues. I don't think it was termed quite in that way at that time, but over the years of working with cancer, looking back over the work I did with Dr. Carl Simonton, when we both worked at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and also the care that I got with Dr. Siegel, I really realized that there was a lot going on there. And I could definitely trace back to my childhood and my young adulthood to underlying issues that had been unresolved. So he introduced me to the concept of gratitude. Now, at that time, when he asked me if I'd written a gratitude journal, I thought he was out of his mind. You know, here I am, not supposed to be here for any length of time. What have I got to be grateful for, right? But the next day, I wrote 5 gratitudes, and they were all the same. You know, it was as I stared out of the window on a gloomy, overcast winter day in the middle of Toronto's winter weather, I prayed and I said, God, if you want me to do this gratitude journal, you've got to give me a sign. And not more than a few seconds later, the sun shone through the clouds for just a few seconds. To me, that was a sign. And I wrote, Dear God, thank you for the sun. Thank you for the sun, 5 times. But a month later, I wrote 138 gratitudes, and they were all different. And what Dr. Siegel had said was, what you focus on expands. That was kind of a new concept back then in the 80s. But now we talk about it all the time. And so if what you focus on expands, I have got a lot to be grateful for right now, because I've had 27 years of an amazing life that I was not given back in 1989.
It's a great story and testament to your will to live, too. So I want to go into this concept of instant energy. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, you know, when people say instant, you know, I'm talking 5-minute strategies. And compared to what I learned when I learned these 5 keys that I actually have in my book, Instant Energy, I learned these 5 keys in a form, a different form, back in 1970, 71, when I was studying yoga in India. They took all day to do. And what happened was, as I was working with patients later on and I was looking at, you know, different strategies for them, I realized that neither my patients nor the caregivers, their loved ones who were caring for them, had the time or the energy for anything that took a long time and a lot of effort. So that's when I honed down these keys into healthy, quick, 5-minute strategies. So literally, and I've seen this when I do live events where I'm facilitating seminars, et cetera, with large audiences, I will have the entire room do these 5-minute strategies, but we don't do 5 minutes of them. We do 1 or 2 minutes of them, and people instantly feel energized. So, you know, we check the room out, and it's amazing because they're so simple, and it's just 5 minutes or less to do them. So, you know, that, so instant energy. And when I talk about instant energy, it's like, if you have 5 minutes, 5 times a day, literally in those 5 minutes, 5 times a day, you can do 5 different strategies, or you can repeat one of them 5 times, but you will definitely have energy when you do that.
Well, and I would love to, for us to go into what the basics of those 5 keys are.
Sure.
And we'll do that when we come back from our break. Because I think that, you know, we love to hear these kinds of things and give them to our audience that they can, you know, practice it in their home. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more with Dr. Marilyn Joyce.
Would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune into The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I am Chris Stainis, and I'm with Dr. Marilyn Joyce today, author of Instant Energy, The Five Keys to Unlimited Energy and Vitality, something we all would love to have. So, Marilyn, you've established this word energy as an acronym, and I gather that has to do with the five keys that you're talking about, that spend 5 minutes on these five keys. So let's go into that.
Okay, I wanted to start just by sharing a little bit of an aside story with that, because when the book was done, it was just strictly called Instant Energy. The book was done on Thanksgiving, the wee small hours of Thanksgiving morning, a few years ago now. And basically, I went to bed with the eyes and I prepared everything to have a detox and a relaxing 3-day weekend or 4-day weekend. I was just going to take the time out after all of the hard work to get the book done to just relax. And I woke up 2 hours after I went to bed. I went to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. I was determined to have that done. Woke up at 6 with this thing going through my head saying, energy is an acronym. And I'm kind of pushing it out of my head and saying, no way, I am not doing another thing on this book. It is done. And I couldn't go back to sleep. And when I sat down at the computer, it just flowed out of me. It was like a download from God, the universe. And it was energy is an acronym for the five keys. And ironically, it was the exact order in which I teach my clients and patients the healthy strategies that they need to embrace to have whole person health. And so the E is exhale fully first. And people always ask me about that. But when I teach breathing, which most North Americans don't do very well, especially our youth today, it's about exhaling fully first, because unless you exhale fully first, you cannot fully inhale. So it's really, you know, getting rid of all of that air so that you can fully take in clean air. So you're kind of throwing out the dirty air and bringing in the clean air. And so that's the first step, exhale fully first. And just doing that can relax someone. But then when you do the breathing techniques that I teach my clients, that takes you to the next level. The N of energy is nutrition excellence daily. And I always joke about that, not monthly, not weekly, not Monday morning and not New Year's Day, but daily, so that people get that it's nutrition excellence daily. And that doesn't mean you can't cheat here or there and have a treat, but it means to really be focused on daily nutrition excellence. So the next E is exercise for cellular rejuvenation. And people say, well, what's that? Well, compared to just really exercise for the sake of exercise, we're really looking at what exercises can specifically rejuvenate and regenerate the cells. So it's really focused on the cellular level, and we look at what kinds of exercises do that. All exercise is good. Getting off your seat and on your feet is a critical part of being healthy, but there are certain things that are really beneficial that you don't need a lot of time to do, such as rebounding or, you know, sitting on an exercise ball and bouncing gently while you're watching TV, hopefully not bad news. And then the next letter is R, and that is relax and rejuvenate. and meditate. We throw in meditation there, but it's really basically to relax and rejuvenate your body. And most people that I work with have the, in our culture, have the greatest challenge with that particular step, because we're taught that it's not okay to just be still. You got to be doing all day long instead of taking some time to just be still. So that's one of the critical things that I spend a lot of time teaching my clients. And then the next letter in energy is G, and that is for gratitude attitude. I learned firsthand that gratitude, if you focus on gratitude and what you've got to be grateful for, and you expand that energy of more of what you want to be grateful for, it eliminates to a large extent a lot of what you think you know is bad news or bad stuff going on in the world or your life or whatever. Instead, you're focused on the good, and you're radiating and permeating good out into the world as well as within yourself. And then the why is your five keys, because when I work with patients, everything is personalized. So that out of the hundreds of strategies that I've got, we take the five keys that I've just mentioned, and we find strategies within each of those five keys that they're willing to do. And this could change. They might do them for a month and then get bored. So we look at another five strategies that they can do. So it's really offering up things that are specific to the person involved.
So
that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, in a nutshell. And of course, we've heard these before, you know, the importance of breathing and eating, and probably the most difficult thing, this nutrition thing, finding the time to exercise. But in your book, you have a lot of recipes and, lists of things that you should eat, shouldn't buy, shouldn't have in your cupboard. I think you talk about, you go into people's homes and clear out their fridge and their cabinets. And, what do you think is the number one health challenge that we face today?
Oh, without question, it's a serious energy deficit that we're experiencing. You know, and I always joke, I'm not talking about fuel in the car energy. I'm talking about personal energy deficit, right from, you know, little children right up to elderly. People are dragging themselves through their days. And, you know, part of that, I believe, is that, you know, apart from, you know, being 24/7 on, you know, because since cell phones came out, you know, in 1997, they became kind of a household thing. Since that day, we have been 24/7 on, and now we don't even just have cell phones. We have mini computers that we're carrying around. And many of my clients even go to bed with their phone. I'm being guilty of doing that when I'm on the road traveling, you know, because it's my alarm clock and everything else as well. But, you know, that's 24/7 on. And then we rush through the drive-thru and people say, oh yeah, but I eat at, you know, this place or that place, and it's supposed to be healthy. If it's a fast food place, the likelihood that it's really healthy is next to none, you know, because you're just getting processed food. I mean, for them to prepare food fast, they are buying things that are already processed and prepared. So you're not getting fresh food. The only way that you can truly get fresh food is to make it yourself or go somewhere where they make it from scratch. You know, there are some good restaurants out there. I don't want to make it sound like there aren't. And Seattle definitely has lots of great restaurants. That I do remember about Seattle.
But, it's hard, like you mentioned, it's hard when traveling. And I know when I eat out, and I had Indian food yesterday for lunch, and, you know, I weighed myself this morning, and I've gained 2 pounds. It's just, you know, a given.
Yeah.
So so I find that on the weekend, and I don't eat out as much right now, but, you know, you're going to occasionally, and that's when you put on weight, because you got the rich foods and the creamy sauces and all that. And that's part of entertainment for yourself. And, you know, I'll bounce back the next day. It'll be back down, but, you know, you just can't do that every day.
No, I mean, that's really just water weight. And it's so funny because I'm always coaching my clients and my friends not to weigh yourself every day, because then you feel like you've gained and lost all this weight, right? But what you've really gained is you've eaten something that's higher in sodium than you would probably normally eat at home. So you start storing the water in your body. And then, you know, you'll pee it out over the next day, and the next day after that, you'll be back down again. But the point is that, you know, you are getting more sodium, you're getting more of those ingredients that you would not necessarily use at home. And it does play havoc with your body because you're throwing your body out of balance a lot, especially people who eat out every day. I mean, when I was a kid, it was a treat to go out once a month and have a meal, you know, and it was usually hamburger and French fries, but they were real hamburgers and real potatoes as French fries, unlike a lot of what we have today. But now there are people, we used to call it party food. Today, people are eating party food 2 and 3 times a day, you know, because they're eating food that's fast food and they don't want to go home and prepare food. And I quite honestly don't blame a lot of parents who have been working all day and then they want to come home and they don't want to work all night preparing a meal. Right. But that's what I, yeah. And quite honestly, Chris, what I teach people is it doesn't have to take a lot of work. The more work you put into the preparation of your meals, your food, the less nutritious it is for you because you're over-preparing, you're over-cooking. It's the most important thing is to have a lot of raw fruits and vegetables in your diet and then minimally cooked foods as much as possible. Now, I'm not saying if you're eating meat, not to cook it, but I'm just saying that we overprocess our food. We overcook our vegetables. We don't have salads and what we used to call roughage in our diet. You know, we're just eating too much of the simple carbs and drinking fruit juices in a carton that aren't even fruit juices, really. They might be 10% fruit juice and the rest is just sugar water. And we think we're doing the right thing. So it's really re-educating people to understand what healthy is versus not so healthy. That's why I have all those lists in the book, because I think that if people see, oh, I shouldn't have that, or if I do, it's got to be a treat. You know, and then these are the other foods that you should have more regularly. And then you start, your appetite will change. You know, one of the things that I used to share a lot in my seminars is that it takes 90 to 120 days. We know this through biochemistry, 90 to 120 days to replace all of your red blood cells. And through psychoneuroimmunology, which is my other background, we know that as you replace those red blood cells, you're also replacing them with a new cellular memory. Now, if you just keep doing the same things you've been doing with your diet, you're going to get the same old, same old. But if you're changing your diet, it is challenging for the first, you know, they say 21 days to 3 months, because you're changing your appetite, you're changing your taste buds, you're changing your cellular memory. And that does take time. That takes about 3 to 4 months. But once you've done that, it's hard to go back. My clients will say, I just can't eat like I used to. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's a new way of doing it. And, you know, that's why I coach them through and mentor them through, because it's hard to do it on your own. You really do need somebody there to hold. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we're going to take another commercial break. We're going to come back and we'll talk more and get some more tips from Dr. Marilyn Joyce.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command, as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're talking about instant energy, the five keys to unlimited energy and vitality with Dr. Marilyn Joyce. So, Marilyn, please give your website information and anything that you have to offer for people.
Okay, I would love to do that, Chris, because we put together a site called 5-Minute Energy Tips with an S.com, and it's the number 5-Minute Energy Tips, plural.com. And there I have 10 of my top energy 5-Minute Energy Tips that people can take and utilize right away so that they can get started on experiencing instant energy.
That's great. Yeah, we need those. Yeah, we all need those tips and help along the way. And what I want to go into now is because I think this has a lot to do with our minds, how it influences us to create that sustained energy. And I know, you know, that mind chatter, and for myself, sometimes it's funny how you know, I'll have more energy if I cook right, but sometimes I'm in the kitchen and I'm going, I'm too tired to figure this out, and I'll just pull something out. And, you know, it's that sabotage thing, you know, I know better, but you kind of get in this circle. So how do we change that mentality, to shift from being a victim mentality to being empowered about this, about our energy and our health?
You know, that's a great question, Chris, because I actually do talk about that in instant energy, you know, because it is a whole person philosophy that's included in instant energy. It's not just about food and exercise. And we, you know, we talk about worry and we talk about, you know, the victim mentality. And basically, you know, there's one thing I'll say that can change you instantly, and that is to, when you're feeling like a victim and you feel like the world is coming down on you, the quickest way I have found, there's a couple of them, but one of the quickest ways I've found is to take a journal, I call it a gratitude journal, and just write 5 things that you're grateful for right now. You'll go from, and it only takes a minute to do it. I mean, it doesn't even take 5 minutes to do that. And just writing those 5 things that you're grateful for in the day, whether it's the sunshine, the person in your life that you love, the, you know, something your kids have done for you, the flowers that arrived in the mail, who knows what it is, you know. But whatever those 5 things are, that changes your energy in an instant, and you start to do more of what's good for you. And, you know, there's always that question that I teach my clients to ask themselves. Before they do something, ask themselves, is this building me up or tearing me down? Or will this build me up or will it tear me down? You know, because if it's going to build me up, I want to do it. It's like really coming from a healthy perspective in your consciousness versus the unhealthy, which is, you know, not just the victim, but just, you know, that unhealthy consciousness of just being unconscious about what you should be doing. But when you ask yourself that question, I actually have my patients put that up where they can see it on their mirror in their bathroom or on their refrigerator in their kitchen, because it relates to everything, not just the food we put in our mouths, but the attitude or belief that we have. I remember in the 80s, I think it was, or it might have been early 90s, but I think it was the late 80s. There was a book written, "You Can't Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought." And it was just a wonderful book. You can actually find the PDF free online most of the time now, you know, of that book. And it's filled with quotations. And that's another thing that you can do is literally have, I have quotations on my desktop. You know, if I'm looking at my desktop, it has these moving, you know, quotations that remind me to ground myself in love and compassion and, you know, forgiveness and gratitude. So you can do that kind of thing as well. But really, truly, it's critical to immediately change your energy if you're going through that funk. And so, like I said, one of the ways is writing a gratitude journal. Another is to just get off your seat and on your feet, change your physiology and go for a walk around the block, or if you've got a park outside, a walk around the park, or just to run up and down the stairs of your home if you've got stairs in your house. So that's another thing you can do to change your energy in an instant so that you're not in a negative funk. Whenever you're in a negative funk, I always tell people, shut down right away. If you're in the middle of an interview, you can't do it. But hopefully you're not in a funk then. But if you're working on something and it's just not working, you know, we have those days on our computer when things just aren't working, that little spinning ball is going round and round and round. I just shut down, go put my feet up, put a timer on for 5 minutes, and then just breathe into a count of four, hold to a count of four, and release to a count of four. Of course, I do that after I've exhaled fully first, but you know, you just do that for 5 minutes, and when the timer goes off, you're done and back to, you know, life again. But you'll come back from that experience, that break from what you're doing. It's changing the physiology. You'll come back from that feeling more rejuvenated, more energized, and more calm, more peaceful, you know, because the breathing alone will help to calm you down.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of your 5 minute, you know, there's two things there, breathing for 5 minutes, going, taking a walk for 5 minutes. You know, it doesn't take, like you're saying, it doesn't take long to, shift our mentality, to shift our feelings. And I want to add, you know, things about being grateful for. I was in a class, actually it was called a Dream Team class. It was a year long class, and we had gratitude partners, and we were to write everything we were grateful for and even the negative things. And this is interesting because I found writing down things I was grateful for that you would think I wasn't really grateful for, released the negative energy around them. And so it wasn't just doing the five positive things of they're grateful for, releasing the negative things, writing them down that you're grateful, because there's lessons in them. It would release, I would come away from that feeling more positive about everything because it's releasing that negative energy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the exercises I do with my patients as well, is for them to write down the negative things that they're experiencing. And then what is the lesson in that? Because in everything in our lives, there's a lesson. And when you can come, I mean, that was one of the questions Dr. Siegel asked me when I was going through the journey with cancer. He said, do you consider cancer a friend? And I'm like, are you out of your mind? And then do you consider cancer an enemy? And I'm like, yes. And he said, well, that might be a good reframe then from friend or enemy to what is the cancer teaching you? What is the lesson here? And wow, when I came from that perspective, Chris, it shifted everything, because then I saw that it was teaching me that I was never taking time out to have fun and be with friends and socialize. I was so busy being a single mom, raising two teenage kids and working at a job I hated to support it all, that I never took time to be in the play of life. I was always in the work of life. And so, you know, for everyone, it's different, but it's really getting to the core of what is the lesson there. And journaling is a great way to do that as well. Just basically journaling, mm-hmm. you know, letting whatever comes out of you come out of you, you know, great place to do that, by the way, is in the bathtub mm-hmm. when you're relaxing.
So, I had mentioned about them, how the mind influences us. So what's the primary misperception you feel that what it takes to be healthy and vibrantly alive?
Well, I think the primary misconception is that it, you know, takes a lot of time and a lot of money. Because, I mean, if you think about what we've just talked about, there's nothing that we've talked about takes a lot of time, because they're all 5 minute strategies. And nothing that we've talked about costs a lot of money. And so it's really, truly, people don't have to go and spend 45 minutes in a gym to get healthy. they can walk around the block and they'll do two things at the same time. They'll relax themselves because they're out amongst, you know, nature. Hopefully there's some nature around anyway. And for some people, there's lots of nature around, but whatever it is, it's just changing your environment. But really, truly, none of those things take a lot of time or cost a lot of money. And I think that is one of the huge misperceptions, or two of the huge misperceptions we have in our culture. I mean, why do we have those misperceptions? Of course, though, it's because of media. Media says we have to have whatever the next gadget is, or whatever the next program is, or whatever, and we fall prey to that instead of living our authentic lives, being our authentic self. And I think that's a key thing, too, is really getting to the heart of who am I as a human being? You know, one of the things that I really believe strongly is that we are all individual pieces of the cosmic jigsaw puzzle. And without my unique piece and your unique piece, the jigsaw puzzle is missing its parts. So there's imbalance. But when we live our authentic lives, when we live into who we really are, and let go of the shoulds, coulds, woulds of our lives, we will have a much more fulfilling life and we'll be calmer and we'll have more energy, just because you're always more energized when you're doing what you love to do, that you're passionate about, and experiencing it with compassion for others and doing it in service, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to go off on all of that. There you go.
Yes. Well, and it's finding out what your passion is, but it's doing it, you know, it's the whole thing of self first. Doing what you love will help and serve others more than just trying to please others. And there's a lot of that, you know, pleasing others. Especially women, we're, you know, taking care of everybody else but ourselves. And we talk a lot about that in the show. And I think women are starting to, you know, do that for themselves, but we still get caught up in it. You know, and there's still so much, we're so overwhelmed. And it's one of the things is when we come back from the break is talk about, you know, how to deal with this overwhelm, because there's so much going on in our lives these days that impact us.
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly what I'm meaning as well by being authentic, you know, because when you start to really get in touch with who you are, you let go of the shoulds, coulds, and woulds.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people want to simplify their lives now. And so all these tools, you know, what you provide, other people provide, are gifting people, you know, like there's so much information out there to explore, to find out how we can simplify, that we don't have to figure it out ourselves necessarily. But we're going to take another short break. We'll come back and talk more with Dr. Marilyn Joyce.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself.
Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. We're in our last segment talking about energy, instant energy, how to take care of yourself, with Dr. Marilyn Joyce, and she gave us those keys of breathing and having good nutrition and exercise and relaxing and gratitude, and five keys. So, Marilyn, I would love for you to share some of the things that you've worked with cancer patients. So one of the things is characteristics of cancer patients, and the whole thing around, you know, there can be that feeling of blame, like, you know, you shared there's these characteristics, and then we blame ourselves that, well, so-and-so got cured doing it this way. I've done it this way. I'm not getting cured. And, you know, they blame themselves that they're doing it all wrong.
Right. And that is one of the worst traps to fall into as well, because everybody's different. And that's the thing. And, you know, as we were talking about, there's also that aspect of it. When it's your time, it's your time. And I do believe that, you know, there is a time for each of us. But beyond that, you know, there are certain characteristics that we've noticed with cancer patients, but they're not, it's not that they, the cancer patient necessarily embodies all of those things or even any of them. It's just what we found when we were working with cancer patients, that there were certain aspects or characteristics that were similar. However, the big thing is not to go into any kind of blame game. I mean, with ourselves, you know, people say, you know, they'll read a book and they'll come to the conclusion that they caused the cancer. And quite frankly, I think in this world that we live in today, it would be really hard to say this causes it or that causes it. We live in an environment of toxicity in the air, the water, and the food that we eat. So, you know, we're inadvertently exposed all the time to cancer-causing agents, let's say. So there's all of that going on. And then add to that stress. And I think if anything, you know, 90% of illness, I believe, is the result of stress. And that's the thing that we have to work on first, is to really curtail the stress that somebody's experiencing. And you can do that through some of the, you know, the breathing strategies and so on, but also through the foods you eat. If you are experiencing anxiety and even perhaps depression, one of the key things we look at is, are you getting enough of the B vitamins, for example? And that doesn't mean run out and get a B vitamin supplement. That means looking at your diet to determine what foods are whole foods that contain these kinds of nutrients that can balance your system. So instead of having, for example, white bread as toast in the morning, have instead something like quinoa. You know, the whole grain quinoa, which is also high in protein, very tasty, nutty flavor, and very, very wholesome. And it will provide the B vitamins and a lot of the minerals that we need as well to work with those vitamins and minerals. You know, it's one of the key components that I talk about is whole food nutrition. All too often, someone will juice their fruits and then they'll drink the juice and throw away the fiber. And one of the big, and then they have constipation and they wonder why. And one of the problems is that they're getting way too much sugar, and cancer is a sugar feeder, so way too much sugar, and they're not getting the fiber that they need to prevent constipation, et cetera. And they're also losing the 25 to 35% of the nutrients that are attached to that fiber that in the whole food work in synergy with all of the nutrients in the juice. So I never drink juice, nor do any of my patients drink juice after they've worked with me for a while. Unless it's whole food juice, you know, that's made in something like a Vitamix machine or a BlendTec or something where you're not throwing anything out. So, of course, it'd be thicker. You know, so smoothies are a great way to get lots of nutrition into yourself and your children or grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having whole grains like quinoa, or if you're going to have rice, have brown rice, or even better than that, to have wild rice, which is technically not even a grain per se. So that's a really wholesome food as well. You know, it's like getting really, you know, what it is quality, not quantity. So you go for the best quality you can find in the purest, most whole form that you can find it. And that's how you should be eating normally.
Well, I would love for you to share what's a typical day for you and your eating habits, since we learn by example.
Sure.
And that I think could help people.
Exactly. Happy to share that for sure, Chris. You know, typically for me, it would be the day would start with either one of two breakfasts, like either a smoothie or quinoa or something like that, whole grain. It might be oatmeal. Say I'm going out for breakfast with friends or to a breakfast function, I might have oatmeal there. Or I may have, I do eat eggs, so but I prefer to have organic eggs. So that's usually something I would have at home, not when I go out, because I don't know what I'm getting there. So the typical, though, is a smoothie made with really wholesome ingredients, whole foods, you know, fresh whole fruits. And if it's the wrong season, then it might be frozen berries or something of that nature. And then using organic almond milk or coconut milk. I don't usually use soy milk. But that would be the kind of thing that I would have. And I have lots of smoothie recipes in the Instant Energy book. There's a whole section on that. And so that or a grain-type breakfast would be something I'd have. Despite all the controversy about the paleo diet and all the rest of it, I feel that there are certain whole grains that are really wholesome, such as the ones I just mentioned. Lunch for me would be something like, this would be either lunch or dinner, a large salad. People used to joke when they'd come to see me and I'd have this big bowl for each of us, because I like a big salad, and the bowl that I would use would be something that most people would use for their entire family, but that would be my salad. And it would be, you know, typically three cups or so of leafy greens and reds and whatever other colors exist out there. And then on top of that, there'd be about two cups of other more dense vegetables, because a serving of vegetables, and we all need 7 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. So a serving of vegetables would be one cup of leafy vegetables or a half a cup of more dense vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, onions, tomatoes, et cetera. And that would be a meal in itself with some kind of, you know, protein added to it, which often for me would be typically beans of some sort, you know, chickpeas or black-eyed peas or something, because beans are very high also in calcium, which is for women as we get older, we need more calcium, and that's a natural form of calcium, just as the almond milk is a natural form of calcium. So those are different. That would be typically one meal in a day, and another meal could be like a lean protein. And I don't, I'm kind of vegan plus fish and eggs, so I might have some fish and another salad and some lightly steamed vegetables. You know, that would be a typical meal as well. And, you know, people will say to me, well, don't you ever have any treats? Well, I will be honest. I love coffee. I drink organic coffee and I love it. And I'm not willing to give it up, you know, because I feel that there's a lot of healthy benefits and phytochemicals and antioxidants in coffee, as long as it's not processed to death, you know, as most of the coffee out there is. Mm-hmm. But if you can find organic coffee, it won't hurt you to have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And chocolate. chocolate's another one of my weaknesses. I happen to love dark chocolate. So
yeah, I'm gonna say dark chocolate is good for you too. Well, we're at the end of our show. So thank you so much, Marilyn, for being on the show today and giving us such wise woman tips.
You are so welcome, Chris. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you.
Okay, so check out her website, drmarilynjoyce.com. And the other website is 5MinuteEnergyTips.com. Her book, Instant Energy, The 5 Keys to Unlimited Energy and Vitality. So I'm Chris Stainis, and the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. We're in our 25th year. We're going to have a great conference February 16th to the 20th. And we're going to be, we'll be out launching that, probably letting you know who's going to be coming in another month or so. Also, October 1st, we have our fall festival. And if you're an artist, intuitive reader, energy healer, please join us. I have a booth. Information application forms are up on the website. Everything's now on our new website, womanofwisdom.org. And we've launched our new website. So you just need to go to www.womanofwisdom.org. And also, please check out my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's an inspirational book on the divine feminine from many different viewpoints and art and poetry and stories from the WOW Community and Woman of Wisdom Conference. Okay, we're at the end of our show. I wish everybody a great weekend. Stay cool, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.